Part 2. The Best Nourishment of Life. A little boy almost thought of himself as the most unfortunate child in the world because poliomyelitis made his leg lame and his teeth uneven and protrudent. He seldom played with his classmates, and when the teacher asked him to answer questions, he always lowered his head without a word. One spring, the boy's father asked for some saplings from the neighbor. He wanted to plant them in front of the house. He told his children to plant a sapling each person. The father said to the children, "Whose seedling grows best, I will buy him or her a favorite gift." The boy also wanted to get his father's gift. But seeing his brothers and sisters carrying water to water the trees bouncily, anyhow, he hit upon an idea. He hoped the tree he planted would die soon. So watering it once or twice, he never attended to it. A few days later, when the little boy went to see his tree again, he was surprised to find it not only didn't wilt, but also grew some fresh leaves, and compared with the trees of his brother and sister, his appeared greener and more vital. His father kept his promise, bought the little boy his favorite gift, and said to him, from the tree he planted, he would become an outstanding botanist when he grew up. Since then, the little boy slowly became optimistic. One day, the little boy lay on the bed but couldn't sleep. Looking at the bright moonlight outside the window, he suddenly recalled what the biology teacher once said, "Plants generally grow at night. Why not go to see the tree?" When he came to the courtyard on tiptoe, he found his father was splashing something under his tree with a ladle. All of a sudden, he understood. His father had been secretly fertilizing his small tree. He returned to his room, tears running down his face without restraint. Decades passed. The little boy didn't become a botanist, but he was elected President of the United States. His name was Franklin Roosevelt. Love is the best nourishment of life. Even if it is just one ladleful of clear water, it can make the tree of life thrive. Maybe that tree is inconspicuous. Perhaps that the tree is so thin and even some withered, but as long as there is nourishment of love, it can flourish and even grow into towering trees.